I'm here at ProPack, and this is a conference and exhibition for those in the packaging, food processing, printing, and plastic industry. While I'm here at the exhibition and conference, I hope to speak to some people involved in the food packaging and processing sector to find out why packaging and processing is important and the process behind it.
Welcome back to Africa Science Focus, the weekly science and development show from SciDevNet. I'm Ogechi Ekenyo. You just heard our reporter Michael Kaluki's report from the ProPack conference and exhibition, which took place from March 12th to 14th in Nairobi, Kenya. The ProPack conference is a gathering for professionals across East Africa's packaging, printing, food processing, and plastic industries. Michael spoke to some of these professionals to gain insight into the future of food packaging in East Africa. Let's hear him talk to Zippy Shioya, a director at the Institute of Packaging Professionals of Kenya.
Okay, so I've been walking around the stands here at ProPack, the exhibition stands, and I've come across the Institute of Packaging Professionals in Kenya. I'll just speak to the lady here who is at this exhibition stand. How are you, madam, and what's your name?
Thank you very much for having me. My name is Zippy Shioya, and I am a director at the packaging at the Institute of Packaging Professionals Kenya.
Zippy, could you tell me a bit about the importance of packaging food products?
Yes, the importance of packaging. I mean, packaging is a functional tool. So packaging will contain your food, it will preserve your food, and it will also protect your food. So food must be protected and preserved, and that's the basic point about packaging. It's as basic as that.
If I was to ask, why does it need to be protected and preserved?
Of course, food comes to us as fresh. And when it comes as fresh, it must be eaten there and then. But then if you package your food, you can then now extend the shelf life. So the food can be kept longer, it can be kept fresh, and it retains its integrity. Otherwise, then you would have to consume your food now and then. So packaging does add value to food.
From your observation, is food packaging around the continent widespread?
Yes, around Africa we have problems with packaging. Yeah, you will. I mean, if you go to the market, you will see fruits and vegetables just hanging around on pickups, even on the floor, and so on and so forth. And the problem is that when we have food that is all over the place, the hygiene is a problem. The damage, food gets destroyed, food waste is 35%. So that is not good for the consumer, that is not good for the producer. And remember, when the food is coming from the farm, it is moving from the farm all the way to our table. Imagine how much work is put on the farm itself to start to grow the food, prepare the food, get it out of the farm, move it from the farm onto the market, from the market to the end user. So there is a lot of effort and work put in the supply chain. So all that goes to waste. 35% of that goes to waste. And packaging is consumer, and that is from the farm to our table, and there is food waste from our table. How much food do you then prepare, ready to go, and then you don't eat it and throw it out? So packaging is one of this thing that can take care of all this waste.
I see that your organization is part of the African Packaging Organization, is a member of the organization. I can see a banner here as well indicating that. And from your observation, how widely or how significant in Africa is food packaging?
Yes, so we are the Institute of Packaging Professionals Kenya, and there are other institutes around Africa. And so together we have an umbrella body called African Packaging Organization that takes care of all the African organizations. And together we are also members of the World Packaging Organization. Yeah, so we are members of a bigger organization in the world. And what this means is that we have networks around the world. And when we have situations, issues, we are able to network with other experts and we are able to get information very easily and very fast. Yeah, and that's the importance of us being members of the African Packaging Organization.
What role do you think governments play in this particular situation? Do you work together with the Kenya government, and do other members of the African Packaging Organization work with their governments in order to try and, I guess, streamline the sector and also ensure that, you know, the food is packaged as it should be? And you had mentioned there about food waste, also in deterring food waste.
Yes, you know that not only Institute of Packaging, but we have other institutes that are also addressing the issue of food waste, food loss and food waste. The law is there and the regulation is there. However, there are other problems that are making us not follow the law. So I'll give you an example. That tomatoes, for example, from the farm to the supermarket to your table. I think that there is a law that illustrates how that tomato should be handled from the farm to the market, to the table. However, you'll find farmers say something like, you know, if I pack my tomatoes in crates, for example, the transport cost will become higher because I'm not able to transport more tomatoes. So they'd rather throw tomatoes on a pickup at behind of the pickup and transport it. What they're forgetting is that by the time that tomato arrives to the market, it's ripe, it's rotten, so that cost gets thrown out. And then how long does the tomato sit on the pickup? It's ripening as you go along, and maybe it's not consumed, all of it. And by the time the farmer gets his money back, almost even 50% of that product is lost. So we want to do a lot of education, to educate our farmers, educate even people from the home. How much food are you cooking? Are you going to consume all of it? How much ugali gets thrown out? And people don't just think about it. You just, this ugali is for yesterday. You throw it out.
Ugali is East African or Kenyan equivalent of what, let's say, maybe fufu is in West Africa or Banke or something like that.
Yes. It's a good example anyways. Yes, it gets thrown out. So no, they don't remember it's flour. They don't remember it came from maize. They don't remember it was grown. So all that just gets thrown out very easily. So what we've done, we work with them. There is something called Food Loss and Waste Day, International Food Loss and Waste Day. That is a day that we mark together with FAO to educate the societies around the world. The importance of food loss and waste. Yeah, and then there are other organizations, of course, that legislation that has been made, but it has not been enforced. And that's why we continually still see that. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. Yeah.
ZP gave us an interesting insight into food packaging and its connection to food loss and insecurity in Africa. Michael also spoke to Michael Humble, a Kenyan biochemist who works at Ramses Enterprises Limited, an organization that packages milk products. Humble discussed the significance and science behind food processing and packaging.
Right, so I've come to another exhibition stand that has milk packets displayed here. Let me speak to the gentleman who's standing beside this exhibition stand. Hello, sir, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your name, please?
Oh, my name is Michael Humble.
Michael, I see you're standing here next to some milk packs, and I presume your company is involved in producing these packs.
Yes. We are involved in these packs. And what brings us into these packs is a machine which is dealt with filling, which is a high-end filling machine. This machine fills any kind of liquid food products.
Okay. Yeah, Michael, if I could ask you, you know, do you have a scientific background yourself?
Yes, I'm a biochemist by profession, yeah.
Okay, Michael, so perhaps I could get you then maybe to explain to me maybe from a scientific standpoint, you know, why is packaging of food products important? And maybe you could describe a bit about the packing of milk that you do or your company does.
Okay, why it's important, it brings us to the aspect of quality. You'll find most of these products have to be cross-checked to ensure that from the process it's received, from the end where it's processed, and from the end where it is packaged, you have to ensure that this quality is maintained across board. And that brings us to now the real package of packaging, which entails now protecting this product from external factors which might bring about contamination to the product that is to be transported or conveyed to the final consumer. So you'll find some of these packs, like for example, milk. We have got a pack.
Okay, you're just holding up a pack here, and this is... how would you describe the shape of this pack?
The shape is called gable top because it has got a cone-shaped appearance at the top.
Okay, so this is the package you're describing. Okay, if you can go ahead.
Okay, for this pack, you'll find that it does not come as it appears like this. You'll find that once the packs are received, it comes flattened. So we have got a machine that is involved in packing now and packaging now these liquid food substances that takes in these flattened packs, opens, and then seals at the bottom, fills the full product, and then closes at the top. It can also place a screw cap, which is now the bottle top, and then eject it. All this brings about the aspect of protecting what is placed inside the pack, which is now the food product. This is also ensuring that what is to be taken to the consumer is of good quality. And quality, as I said, is across board. It's from ensuring that once this food product is received, it's maintained in the same level, whether it has got maybe proteins, for example, milk, of maybe milk has got 3.5% of our proteins, it has to be maintained from the process of reception up to the end point where it's packaged. It also has got some elements of stability of the proteins. Once this is interfered with, you'll find that the quality is also deteriorated. So we have to ensure that packaging is of utmost well-kept, because it will bring us to achieving a good substance that is well received at the end.
Here in Kenya, when you go to a supermarket, you find various products that are packaged. When these items are sourced from the farmer, for example, milk, is it that vitally crucial to have them packaged? Because, well, some might say that, you know, long ago when, you know, you milked your cow, you didn't really put it in a package. You just sort of transported it to the end user. But nowadays you find that here, for example, in the city of Nairobi, a lot of the food that one would buy in a supermarket is packaged. So would you say that, you know, maybe how they did it those days ago is not how it should be done? Because, well, some people might say, what is wrong with doing it that way, the way it was done before?
Okay, from what was done before, you'll find that packaging was not well kept, and to be brought to be an important thing. Why? Because you'll find that most of the time, you'll find some of the farmers were taking the, maybe for example, milk direct from the cow and drinking it directly. For this case, packaging is brought because you'll find that once the farmer milks this milk and is not consumed as at immediate time, we'll find there are chances that from the time of milking to the time when this product, which is milk, gets to the consumer, there is some instance of maybe contamination. Maybe the farmer did not wash the hands properly. Remember, we have got this milk, for example, once you are milking, we have got some aerobial microbes. Some of them might get into the milk. And bringing packaging might also protect this milk. And before packaging, this milk passes through a process, and that process is pasteurization. So it must be taken. That's why packaging is of utmost importance. Before packaging, this milk is pasteurized.
Could you explain briefly what pasteurization is?
You'll find that pasteurization is mostly a heat treatment method. Why are we saying it's a heat treatment method? We have got the term treatment. As I said earlier, there are instances where you'll find maybe a long time ago farmers were just milking anyhow. You'll find there are instances maybe the cow get into contact with the cow dung or so the farmer just milked without washing the udder. You'll find some bacteria might have got into contact with the udder and the farmer milks the bacteria together with the milk into the can. So you'll find that pasteurization, it will heat this milk. It's a heating process where this milk is heated to a particular set temperature. And this heating ensures that this bacteria is subjected to high temperatures where it will not survive. And by ensuring this bacteria does not survive, it's a treatment process. So you're ensuring that this milk or the substance that gets into the consumer is of good quality. It does not have any kind of contamination.
So health does play a crucial role in packaging, ensuring that it is healthy for the consumer.
Health, you will find that health is a big factor when it comes to a food substance. How is it important? You'll find some of these food products, if they are not kept well, we might have some contamination. As I said, we have got some aerosol microbes which might bring about contamination of any kind of food substance. When I talk about microbes, these are microorganisms. Good examples are bacteria. Within the environment, we have bacteria which causes tuberculosis. We have got bacteria which causes brucella. So if some of these bacteria get into contamination or get into contact with any kind of food product, it might bring about health hazards. Health hazards, we have got diseases. Like I said, Mycobacterium tuberculosis is a good example of a bacteria which causes tuberculosis. We have got another bacteria which causes, which is known as E. coli. It might bring about some abdominal pains, which is now interfering with your health. So you'll find that health is mostly kept as a priority when it comes to packaging. So health is key. That's what I can say.
We go back to Zippy, who highlighted the challenges of high production costs and raw material shortages for packaging and how these issues can affect consumer purchasing power. She also discussed potential solutions with Michael.
There is an element of expense involved in packaging. Could this therefore result in some members of the population not being able to afford the food they need?
Yes. It's very strange because like now in Kenya we have counties, and then you find that certain regions will grow like, for example, cabbages, you know. But to move from that county into like where the big market is, which is like Nairobi, you find it's go through more than one county, and they assess that is paid for that your vehicle to move from one county to another to another.
These assess fees are regional fees that are paid in between counties.
Yes. So by the time it arrives to the main market, there is some costs that associated with it that is just from the county, you know. And then we have regions that grow cabbage, for example. And then we have regions that don't have any food. So you find that the people have like glut, and the in the same country, at the same time, the people were dying for lack of this food. We believe that packaging can solve that problem.
How so?
If you added value on the cabbage, for example, you know, and pack it. For example, pack it in for vegetables. We have a new technology now called MAP, modified atmosphere. You know, package in this, the food will stay fresh for a certain number of days. Food that can stay fresh for like 2-3 days, you can extend that life of that food, and that food can move to other areas like northern Kenya, and they will get food fresh.
In Africa, are these raw materials that are used to make that packaging easily available, or is there a challenge obtaining them?
Yes, we do have a challenge because we don't produce raw materials in our countries. So, for example, a polymer for plastic is imported. Yes, all the plastic that we have, the polymer is imported because we don't have the raw material for polymers. Paper, we don't have enough trees to do paper. Paper comes from trees. So we import paper from the Scandinavia countries. That's the main area that we import our paper from. So raw material is a problem for us because we don't have the raw material within Africa. So it's all imported. Yeah.
What can be done to deal with that specific challenge that you face as packagers?
You know that our governments need to encourage manufacturing. And the government needs to put some interest in supporting processing and manufacturing, because that is not done in Kenya. That's the reason why we have to import raw materials. Incentives, you know, support, you know, because it is quite expensive as well.
Is such a challenge faced as well in other parts of the African continent? From your observation, do other countries also face this challenge?
Yes, it's a common problem around Africa. I mean, you know that Africa, for example, Kenya, we do tea. We're one of the biggest exporters of tea. And you know that most of our tea is going out raw material. So it goes out, and then they will process it. They will then put some flavoring. They will pack it, and they will do all these things to the tea and import it back to us again as a product that they've added value to it. And it is more expensive when it's coming back to us. Yet, the raw material is coming from here.
The ProPack conference showcased innovations happening in the packaging industry. These advancements rely heavily on science and research. Michael Humble explained how these twin factors can drive progress in the field.
As a scientist here in Kenya, I presume you're Kenyan?
Yes, I'm a Kenyan.
How important would you say is the science of packaging? How significant is it considered here and maybe in other parts of Africa, the science of food packaging?
How significant it is, you'll find that mostly the significance rises from the aspect of quality control and quality assurance. Quality control, you'll find that is just a reactive process where once you have your product, you take it and maybe check whether it's of good usage. It does not have contamination. Testing, giving out results. Quality assurance is just the entire process is a proactive process. Once you milk, once you are heating, all this process, was it done according to protocol? That is quality assurance. And up to packaging. So packaging is brought about all together to ensure its significance is felt from the beginning, from reception point, from milking point, from processing. The end goal is to ensure that if there was no contamination during reception, during processing, you have to ensure that the end goal, the packaging, is of importance also. You don't have to ensure that the milking was done in appropriate way, processing was done in appropriate way, and the end goal, you just place maybe your food product exposed to where we can have contamination. So that is where now packaging is of more significance today. Once you take your product, once you want to take it to the market, it must be in a good package. This package must ensure that all kinds of sterility, all kind of the physical aspects and properties are well kept.
Now, just to ask Michael about the research that goes behind it, you know, is it something that, you know, I imagine a laboratory where people are, you know, working out how this kind of paper would be utilized, or this kind of foil in packing food. Is that how it works? Is there like a laboratory where perhaps maybe biochemists such as yourself, maybe in a school, carry out research in that way? Is that the way the research works?
Yeah, it works in that way to some extent. You'll find that once you're making a packaging material for a particular food, you have to know that this is food. This is something that is going to be consumed. So once it comes to packaging, you have to be selective. You have to choose a material that will not cause harm to the product. So that brings about the aspect of research. You cannot just take a substance which might affect maybe a particular physical property or chemical property of a substance and use it for packaging. So you must have an understanding across board. Which kind of food product is this? What does it contain? What are the physical properties? What are the chemical properties? What are the microbial aspects that might affect this kind of product? Which kind of packaging material am I going to use? So you must carry across board all these information for you to understand which kind of packaging material I'm going to use at the end.
And just having a look at the package here that you're holding, the packet, the milk pack, I see it has been certified by the Bureau of Standards organization here in Kenya. So the government also plays a role in this process.
Yes, the government plays an important role in this process. Yeah, you'll find that these packaging products have to be ascertained to ensure that it does not also interfere with the contents which are placed inside. So that's why also the government comes into this. It must cross-check and must do some troubleshooting by ensuring that we have got some packets that might have interfere with the product. They are not used for this kind of maybe food.
Quality food packaging is crucial in ensuring food reaches consumers in good condition. But what solutions can we implement to address the challenges faced in packaging within Africa? Let's turn to Zippy to hear her potential solutions on this pressing issue.
One thing that is also a big problem is that we don't even have a packaging school. We don't have a college that teaches packaging. And I think there's only one in South Africa and one in Ghana. But the rest of Africa, we do not have a college of packaging. And there's a lot of food processing companies, there's a lot of packaging companies and so on. So you find that people who are in packaging or in processing, they just found themselves there. Yeah. So then you learn on the job and you do what you do best. Yes. So there is no college of packaging. And that is something that we really, really, really would like. That, if you ask me, call to action from this is to have a packaging school where we can teach packaging as a course.
That's all from us at Africa Science Focus today. If you want to find out more, head to the SciDevNet website. That's www.scidev.net. Today's show was produced by Alice Hurst, with editing by Ogechi Ekianyawo and Titilekwe Fadari, and reporting by Michael Kaluki. I'm Ogechi Ekianyawo. Until next time, goodbye. Africa Science Focus is produced by SciDevNet and distributed in association with your local radio station. This podcast is supported by the Science Granting Council's initiative, which aims to strengthen the institutional capacities of 18 public science funding agencies in sub-Saharan Africa.